Welcome back to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, the podcast where we dive deep into the pixels and beyond to bring you the cutting edge of technology, all served with a side of humor. I'm Alex.
And I'm Jamie, your co-host, who asks all the questions you're thinking so you don't have to. Today, we're unpacking something that sounds like it's straight out of a sci-fi novel, cloud-native fundamentals.
That's right, Jamie. But before we think it's all about clouds in the sky making decisions, let's demystify what cloud-native really means. It's about designing, building, and running applications in a way that fully leverages cloud environments. Think containers, microservices, and a whole lot of automation.
Hold up, Alex. When you say containers, are we talking about Tupperware in the cloud? Because I'm pretty sure my leftovers aren't up there.
Not quite, Jamie. Containers in the tech world package an application and its dependencies into an isolated unit. It's like Tupperware for your code, keeping it consistent and portable across any environment, minus the spaghetti stains.
Ah, that makes more sense. So it's about keeping things tidy and efficient. What about microservices? Is that like mini service stations in the cloud?
In a way, yes. Microservices break down a large application into smaller, independent services. Imagine if each part of a car had its own little service station, working independently but together, making sure the car runs smoothly.
Got it. So we're talking high efficiency and flexibility, but Alex, you mentioned automation is a big part of cloud native. How does that fit into the puzzle?
Great question. Cloud native thrives on automation, from testing and integration to deployment. It's all about making the process as smooth as a fresh jar of peanut butter. Continuous integration and continuous deployment, or CI/CD, are key here, enabling rapid, reliable releases.
Smooth peanut butter, I like the sound of that. But what happens when things go wrong? I mean, not every day is smooth.
That's where the resilience and observability of cloud-native systems come into play. These systems are designed to expect and recover from failures, with observability allowing developers to understand and fix issues quickly. Think of it as having a health monitor for your application, constantly checking its vitals.
Health monitors in the cloud, containers, this is turning into quite the futuristic scenario. How does one even start with cloud native?
Starting small is key. Containerizing a simple service and deploying it with tools like Kubernetes or Docker Compose can be a good first step. It's about embracing the mindset of automation, observability, and designing for failure.
Speaking of starting, didn't you start your tech journey with something a little less sophisticated?
If by sophisticated, you mean a website that looked like a rainbow threw up on it, then yes, we all start somewhere, Jamie. The key is to keep learning and iterating.
From rainbow websites to cloud native. That's quite the journey. For our listeners wanting to embark on their own cloud native journey, any resources you recommend?
Absolutely. The Cloud Native Computing Foundation, or CNCF, has a plethora of resources. Also, diving into Docker and Kubernetes documentation can give you a solid foundation. And don't forget the 12-factor app methodology for some best practices in app development.
Thanks, Alex. I feel like I've just taken a whirlwind tour of cloud native land. Any final thoughts before we sign off?
Just that cloud native isn't just about the tools or technologies. It's a mindset shift towards building and running applications that fully exploit the advantages of the cloud environment. And remember, it's a journey, not a sprint. Start small, learn continuously, and don't be afraid to experiment.
Wise words to end on. Thanks, Alex, and thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. Don't forget to subscribe for more tech insights and, occasionally, bad jokes from yours truly.
Until next time, keep your heads in the cloud, but your feet on the ground. Goodbye, everyone.